bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. You ought to take a look there if you haven't yet, or even haven't yet lately, or maybe haven't even yet today. Take a look at RenegadeRiver.com.
It's incredible how when he reaches this part in the show, he just has a sudden wave of brilliance at him.
Even the computer thought so.
I heard the ding.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Listen, folks, first off, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. You got your little buddy with you?
No.
What's the new one? You got Teletubbies or
Teletubbies.
Something? You see that, Miles? Now he's traded in his little buddy for Teletubbies?
Yeah,
more multicultural.
I'm reading CBS News, folks. Their headline, not mine. In the 1990s, Joe Biden said William Barr was one of the best attorney generals.
Not shocked.
I don't get how the folks don't pay attention to this stuff. And I'm not trying to be facetious or it's just like Chucky Schumer and Comrade Pelosi that used to say exactly what Trump is saying about the southern border. Now they say the opposite. And you go, why is nobody... Obama said the same thing that Trump is saying about the southern border.
Yeah.
I get why they're liars. I'm not questioning why are they liars. That's who they are. Biden is a documented liar. And it's not like normally, because usually when I hear the word lie in politics, it angers me. Not literally, irritates me. That's a better word. If we disagree, that doesn't mean you're a liar. It just means we disagree. In the case of Biden, he's a liar.
Yeah.
He's a documented liar. Yeah. But I don't get the folks, by the way, on either side of the aisle that will just forgive these people taking 180-degree turns because they put their wet finger in the air and it said, oh, you should go in a different direction. Leave your character and principles behind you. I'm disgusted by it, by the folks that are okay with it, because getting a D to victory is more important than the truth.
And they'll say the same thing about us.
But I've been saying that throughout my little rant here.
Yeah.
We've gotten to the point where we look at our D's and our R's, like if you were someone supporting Michigan State and the other person supporting U of M, and you don't even care about anything else. It's just getting your team to win.
Yep.
Nothing else matters. It's like it's more important than that. I'm sorry.
Well, if Barr would have came out and said, yes, we're going to indict Trump,
then they loved him.
They would have loved him, and every other right would have said, we hate him, burn him.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
We're at that polarization of a level right now.
I don't know. Miles Bauer, what do you think on that topic, my friend?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's win at all costs, regardless, because they can always talk their way out of it later via spin.
I agree with that, but what's the point in fighting hard if you're fighting to support somebody that you know going in is either lying to you now or will lie to you later? How much of a check do you want to write to Biden when you know up front this guy is a documented liar.
But they aren't viewing it that way. The people that are considering Biden has adopted the anybody but Trump mantra.
And that's probably true, but do you think it's the same thing with the Buttigieg folks and the Pocahontas folks? Aren't they all just on whatever? And to your point all along, Kamala Harris checks more of the boxes. And all of that, though, is aimed at just beating Trump. And the actual issues, and I'm not attacking Democrats. I'm not trying to be partisan. But if you go out to just do the person on the street Democrat interview, tell me the top issues. Beating Trump. No, issues, plural. I get that you want him out. What are the issues that are driving you? You know global warming is a lie. You just saw a report where the iceberg are 25% greater now than it was a decade ago. You know the world isn't ending in 12 years or 30 years. So what are the real issues?
Well, they will come back with income equality, racial equality, climate change, and... I forgot their other one.
But Miles, you're right. I didn't acknowledge you're right. But how do you look at Bernie Sanders, that's been in elective office for four decades, the guy's a millionaire, and say he's the guy that's going to cause wealth distribution? How do you make that add up in your brain? How does Barbara Streisand get to be an advocate for wealth distribution when she's worth $600 or $700 million and doesn't distribute a penny of it? Well, how do they let this stuff?
But I mean, keep in mind, it kind of goes back to what we were saying in the first segment. A lot of Bernie supporters are, shall we say, younger, and so it goes back to what is their understanding of the term socialism? Because you'll find in a lot of these surveys that they conduct. That everybody's all for free health care for everybody, and everybody's all for free income for everybody. But then when you enter in, but we're going to have to raise your taxes X percent, then they all back away from it.
Sure, then they hit the air brakes. Lud, what do you see with the I can't say kids, the young adults in college? Do you think Miles is correct when he says that they don't have a foundational understanding of socialism?
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't have a clue.
I mean, kid, he's 30 now. He just turned 30.
That's a kid.
But he was 18 when I coached him.
In my world, he's a little boy. He's a kid.
He was a staunch Democrat, and he ran a tournament this past weekend. And I was talking to him before the tournament, trying to help him out, get some teams. And he says to me, it's not about political. And I'm like, wow, okay, that didn't sound right. And he goes... Yeah, these taxes, I go, you know, when you become a business owner, your mind changes. He goes, oh, since I've started this thing, I've become a, I don't want to say staunch Republican, but I'm definitely a fiscal conservative. He goes, I don't care about the social issues, but fiscally, I'm 100% a Republican. This big taxes, all this. I said, oh, your mind changed when it became your money, didn't it?
Sure.
He goes, oh, yeah, big time.
But that goes back to Romney, and I'm not a big Romney fan. That's my understatement for the day. But he was right when he said 47% of the folks pay no federal tax.
But they do. They don't realize that they do, because every time they buy something, they're paying a federal tax on it.
Listen, by the way, as a candidate, I know this for a fact, folks. As a candidate, that's a losing proposition.
Yes.
Because as soon as you say, this $19 toaster, when you extract all the layers of tax out of it, is a $3 toaster, their eyes glaze over. They don't believe you. They won't remember your name and your yesterday's news.
Yeah. But I blame all this, all of it.
I blame it on you, the educator.
Our party's done a crap poor job at messaging. Everybody assumes that a Republican is a xenophobe, anti-immigrant, all this crap. And when you talk to most people, especially my generation, I'm down, we are fiscal conservatives and maybe a little more social liberal. Meaning that we don't really get into the weeds on the gay marriage and the weed. All
you,
that
just,
stuff.
You just described a libertarian, a right-leaning libertarian, but a right-leaning libertarian.
And our messaging sucks. Because everybody assumes, as soon as they hear I'm a Republican, well, you must hate gay people. Really? My sister's gay.
I had a big conversation on Facebook with a lady the other day. She was essentially saying what you're saying. Mm-hmm. She was actually talking about our state Republican Party and how it doesn't do anything to reach out to folks. Now, she was when she was talking, to be candid with you, she was talking about inner city Detroit, inner city Saginaw. Why isn't the Republican Party talking about liberty in those communities?
Yeah.
She's right about that.
Yeah.
But you'd be a rock star if you could figure out the formula to get that done in, to communicate to a few million people for a little bit of money.
No, you can't.
That's the
messaging is expensive.
But the
other side's doing it, so let's.
But the other
look
side's already there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who we're talking about, is the inner city side. What do you think, Miles? An easy path or no?
No, but some of this goes back to Brenda's point about making it personal, showing how it actually translates into each and everybody's world.
I think that's really an important ingredient.
Eyes got not glazing over.
You're too late for you. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You know the legal drinking age is 21. You may also know this law protects teens. Find out more at don'tserveteens.gov. And thanks for not providing alcohol to teens. A message from the We Don't Serve Teens program and the Federal Trade Commission.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. You're a little tardy if you're just joining us, but you're not too late to find out what's up with the Enigma Report.
It is an Enigma Report, folks. Listen, I got to tell you, I said early in the show that I would get back to this. It's a, well, we can debate whether it's a big one or not. I'm reading an article. It's from the MSN.com. They're actually cutting and pasting an article from the New York Times, one of Miles's favorite snooze sources.
Oh, yeah.
And the headline to it is, "With most states under one party's control, America grows more divided." Miles Bauer, going to you just because it's the New York Times, do you buy that concept that the states themselves are becoming more of whatever they are, so more conservative or more liberal?
No. Depending on the time frame that we're actually talking about. I mean, Illinois, most of my lifetime, the legislature has been Democrat, but the governorship has wavered back and forth between, well, there is no such thing as a Republican Party in the Illinois in the state of Illinois, but it swings back and forth between Democrat and Democrat light. So I think that the article is trying to establish a basis that Trump is tearing the country apart. And so they're going to come up with a bunch of radical examples. I mean, they were describing the governor of the state of Illinois working at blinding speed. Well, he's done virtually nothing.
But he's done it at blinding speed.
And they were citing the abortion law down in Alabama.
Right.
But, yeah, so that was controversial. But does that mean everything's coming apart at the seams? And so that was, I kind of started looking at the articles like, what is the agenda here?
Listen, I agree with you. There is an agenda here. On the other hand, I think it's something for us to monitor because there are demographic shiftings taking place. The three of us have talked a lot over the last couple of years about Texas, with all the folks from California moving to Texas. And is it conservatives fleeing Texas or liberals just going wherever they want to go? I don't know that, but when I looked at the Alabama, the Missouri, some of the laws that are taking place down south as it relates to abortion, and then I compare it to what's going on in other states like New York, where you can do infanticide and the governor gets a standing ovation for infanticide. Those are two completely different universes. The difference I have with the article, because I think you're spot on, I think they're trying to pin this on Trump. But I listen, folks, when I look back at my Facebook streaming where it gives me, or Facebook where daily you get the what was posted on your Facebook page 8 years, 9 years, 4 years, last year, and I see the comments that I've posted and that friends and colleagues have posted on my Facebook page over the life of my existence there on Facebook, these are all the same issues. All of them are the same. In fact, I just read one here recently on the air where if I X'd out the date and just made it a conversation, most people, myself included, would think, jeepers, that's a fresh story. But it was from 2014. I think they are dividing us by the state. I agree they're trying to pin it on Trump. It's been taking place long before that, and I think it's a long-term problem. Ludd, what say you?
Yeah, this isn't new. The Democrats are so hyper-focused on Texas, they're literally shifting people there.
But listen, if they ever take Texas,
we're in trouble.
There'll be no more national Republican elections.
And they know that.
Right.
So that's why they're focused on Texas so bad. I mean, they pumped millions into Beto. They're pumping millions in there already for Biden. They are pushing for Texas so bad because they see it as an ability to win there.
Right.
Because we've seen this shift from California to Texas. Why? Because the economy's good. The economy didn't become good in Texas because
right.
California policies were there.
But listen, I've talked about this on a year before. I spent almost a year in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was right before the real estate bubble bursted, and the prices for homes and rentals and apartments was crazy, and there were Californians everywhere.
Yep.
Their idea of cheap rent was like three times what the average American would consider paying rent for.
Yeah.
So what they did when they went to Nevada is, first off, they drove the real estate housing costs through the roof, and then they voted for anybody that would bring more tax and regulation because that's the world they know.
Yeah.
They made Nevada an entirely different state than if you compare Nevada 2001 versus Nevada now. Oh, my goodness. What a difference that place is.
It's incredible that thinking doing the same thing over again will have a different result, the definition of insanity by Einstein. But we're seeing it daily, and they are trying to divide us by states. And I think it also brings up something like you've always said. I'm a Michigander if I'm an American. I never looked at it that way. I don't really consider myself a Hoosier or a Virginian.
I had somebody in social media angry with me on that point. I said, well, sit down with any of the founding fathers and ask them.
Yeah.
That's, to me, I'm federalism. That's what it means to be a union of states.
Yep.
But listen, let me dovetail this. the National Popular Vote folks, and there's folks on both sides of the aisle. Saul Alyssa, our former Michigan State Republican Party chair, he's a big National Popular Vote guy. I like him a lot. Him and I passionately disagree on that topic. But I think National Popular Vote plays exactly to this article.
Mm-hmm.
Because their folks are saying, well, how can we keep some of these things that we're going to lose? Both sides of the aisle are saying, how can we keep things we're going to lose?
Well, I think
if you lose them, you lost them.
Like you say, though, if they take Texas, the Electoral College part of voting is done. Then the MPV doesn't sound so bad. Because Trump even has said, if that was the way I was supposed to win, I would have campaigned way differently.
Miles, he just went from squishy to opportunist right before my eyes.
No,
right.
That's called strategic management. This ain't working no more. I got to figure out a different way. Like I said, that's what strategic management is.
What about
ways and wait for it to not work?
What about winning the hearts and the minds of the folks rather than flipping the system upside down and making us a direct French-style democracy with a socialistic engine? That's what our opposition's trying to
what
do.
What I'm saying is if that became this way we are becomes that Texas flips, and you know, you just said it, there's no more Republican national elections. You have to find an alternative.
Oh, you got to convince those folks.
Well, there's either convincing.
Just like the lady said, you got to go and talk to the people.
I'm not pushing for MPV, just so we're clear, but
sound like
all of a sudden
MPV.
Now it's on the table. I think it's on the table at that point.
So you're
going to find a way to win.
You're an MPV guy.
No.
First, he went after the marijuana. Now he's after the MPV. You got a D on your name now?
No. I don't like the D.
Wowzers. I don't know. Listen, only
Lewis,
thing.
Are you a rhino?
No.
Are you like an Illinois Republican?
No, I'm not a Fred Upton.
What would be the down with that? He is kind of like an Illinois Republican.
Yeah.
Fred Upton, one of our congressmen in the great state of Michigan.
Yeah, no.
He's 6th congressional district. He votes with the Democrats a lot.
And
not on the little issues. He votes with the Democrats on the big issues, the monster issues. A lot of times you can go, okay, well, we don't agree on this policy change or how much revenue to put into the bridge that nobody needs. That's where you just have honest disagreement. He is far left on all of the major issues of our times. Not to rag on him, but he's one of them.
No, I'm not. And I do see that we are being divided by states. I think it's obvious.
Now, Miles, you don't agree with that, is that right?
Right.
Go move to Oklahoma. And they assume you're a Republican just by living in Oklahoma.
Go ahead, Miles.
No, because, I mean, think about it. You guys have flipped your governorship in this last election.
Sure.
Right? And you and I mean, going all the way back to Engler. So, I mean, your governorship has flipped back and forth between the two parties.
Yeah, but with that,
I don't know how your legislature's been.
Well, the new redistricting rule is another thing they're trying to do to force us.
Right.
Because we will see a decline in our legislative
branches. Listen, we've historically switched back and forth from party to party on the governorship. But at least for the last decade, during the grand tax deal, it was different. But we've had a hold of both chambers of the legislature now for several cycles.
Trying to change it.
Miles, we're down to 30 seconds. Any words of wisdom?
Lou, it's time to go home, dude.
I am home.
Brother. Brian Thomas, thank you very much. Mostly, folks, thank you very, very much. We appreciate you. We'll see you soon.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three Democratic-led House committees leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump have started releasing some of the transcripts of the private depositions. Republican Congressman from North Carolina Mark Meadows on the release of some of the transcripts.
You and I both know how this game will work out. They will release the transcripts that are most beneficial to them, make the news cycle happen, and then the damning transcripts that are available, they will wait a period of time to release them.
The Trump administration is announcing new sanctions on Iran as well as a multi-million dollar reward for information on the whereabouts of a former FBI agent missing for 12 years. The announcements coincide with the 40th anniversary of the start of the Iran hostage crisis. Tensions between the United States and Iran remain at an all-time high. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Airbnb is reacting in the wake of a deadly shooting at an Airbnb rental in California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
An Airbnb is putting a stop to party houses after a shooting that left five people dead at an Airbnb rental in Northern California. More than 100 people attended the party in Orinda, about 20 miles east of San Francisco. The fifth victim died on Friday. The person renting the house told the owner she was holding a reunion for about a dozen people. Police are still searching for the shooter. Airbnb says it's immediately banning party houses and redoubling efforts to combat unauthorized parties.
McDonald's is parting ways with CEO Steve Easterbrook. The move comes as Easterbrook admitted to having an affair with an unnamed employee. In an email to staff, he says he made a mistake and that he violated company policy. McDonald's stock is down 5% on the news. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Officials say a new trade deal with China is starting to take shape. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
China is now working with the U.S. to finalize a trade deal. During an impromptu meeting with reporters, the president was asked where such an agreement might be signed.
First, I want to get the deal. I mean, the meeting place to me is going to be pretty easy, but first we'll see if we get the deal. And if we get the deal, the meeting place will come very easily. It'll be someplace in the U.S.
Congress Secretary Ross said that good progress is being made on a trade deal with China and says phase one is possible within the month.
Concussions in the NFL preseason games have increased in 2019 by 44% compared to last season, a significant data point as owners are considering proposals to shorten or eliminate the preseason in the next collective bargaining agreement. The majority were caused by helmet-to-helmet hits, but according to NFL Hall of Famer Jerry Rice, we've come a long way.
They have came out with a new helmet to also protect players. And you notice that whenever a player get hit or something like that, they take his helmet and they take him into the tent. So I think it's much better now, because back in the day, we didn't have all of that. We just went out there and we played. If you had a hit or something like that, they'll ask you, do you remember that play, what you had for breakfast? And if you answered all those questions, you were right back on the football field.
Rice was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. Weather today, sunny with a high near 65.